The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here is local racing authority Sam Chapman with this week's race day edition of Sound of Speed, only on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is the Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio. And I'm your host, Sam, here to get you set up as the NASCAR Spring Cup Series gets ready to hit the high banks of the Bristol Motor Speedway for 500 laps of short track action tonight for the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race in Bristol as we go back to NASCAR's roots with some good old-fashioned Saturday night short track racing under the lights of the Last Great Coliseum. Coverage is set to kick off tonight starting at 8 on TSN and PRN Radio. The Bristol Motor Speedway is located in the heart of Tennessee, known as the world's fastest half mile. The first Spring Cup Series race at Bristol, Volunteer 500, was won in somewhat of a unique way. Jack Smith would start the race and run 290 laps, but would have to hand the car over to relief driver Johnny Allen, who would go on to get the win in the inaugural event at the Speedway. Bristol features high bank turns with variable banking starting at 22 degrees and gradually raising to a steep 27 degrees as the drivers run higher on the track. In recent years, the Bristol Motor Speedway has made attempts to make the racing surface better for more action-packed events. This year, Bristol pulled out a resin similar to the one used on drag strips to use on the bottom groove to provide more grip for these drivers to work with, and better racing with the already very fast Highline. Here's what Coors Light pole winner Carl Edwards had to say following his strong qualifying run.
The outlook is good. The car is very fast, and we did not make a qualifying attempt in practice, and we really leaned on my teammates' information and all their comments and setups, and so just a real team effort. Now we get the first pit stall and hopefully have a good night. This is that was a fun qualifying session. We had a good time.
Bristol is also one of the greatest tracks for the fans. The action is loud and intense. With 40 of these high-powered Sprint Cup Series cars trying to get around this tight half-mile speedway, the action in Bristol is commonly compared to flying 40 fighter jets in a gymnasium. And really, that's the best way to describe these machines flying around this track. A unique characteristic of Bristol is the two pit lanes along the front and the back straightaways. Bristol is the only track on the schedule that boasts this feature. This can lead to drivers making mistakes during the race. The most common mistake is a driver will enter the pits for a green flag pit stop and drive through both pit lanes, which is only required under caution, and this will force a driver to lose a ton of time on track. Lap times in Bristol hover around the 15-second mark, and one mistake on pit road can easily set you back several laps on track. Picking guys to watch in Bristol is tough. Watch for drivers that know how to conserve their cars and tires and maintain the fast-paced rhythm it takes to run 500 laps at this fast half mile. On top of all of that, the guys on pit road can't make any mistakes tonight. At the rate the leaders lap traffic, once a driver gets a lap or more down, it will be a huge struggle for that driver to get the lap back. Matt Kenseth is one of the best at saving his equipment and has a great record going in Bristol. Kenseth has 4 wins, 13 top 5s, and 20 top 10s, and is the defending race winner of this event. Kenseth has 2 wins going into tonight's race, which leaves that number 20 team free to go for the win tonight. Keep an eye on Matt Kenseth as that checkered flag nears. Kyle Busch can't be counted out whenever NASCAR heads to Bristol. Busch has swept Bristol in the past and has won 5 times at the Speedway. Busch also has 8 top 5s and 13 top 10s in Bristol. He and crew chief Adam Stevens are easily one of the hottest teams in the garage at the moment. Watch for that 18 team to be a threat as we approach the end of the race. I'm going out on a limb with my next pick, but he's due for a win, and Bristol could be the track Elliott could get it done. Chase Elliott finished inside of the top 5 in his first Sprint Cup Series event in Bristol. Elliott has also finished inside of the top 10 in every start at Bristol made in the Xfinity Series. Elliott had a string of great runs at the beginning of the season, but has had a ton of bad luck during the summer stretch. Let's see if that 24 team shook off the bad luck during the off weekend and can get their first win of 2016, and also the first win of Chase Elliott's career in the Cup Series. Joe Gibbs Racing would sweep the top 2 spots in qualifying, with Edwards leading the field down to the drop of the green flag, and Hamlin lining up alongside. Here's what the driver of the number 11 FedEx Toyota had to say after qualifying Friday.
We had a really good car, obviously. Had good speed, and you're really overall pretty happy with it. Just missed the balance. Really, the last couple rounds, we struggled with the balance. The first round was obviously the best for us. But overall, pretty happy with it in race trim as well. So hopefully we'll have a good day tomorrow and keep it out of trouble and run high, run low, and we'll see how it goes.
I'll be back this Wednesday to recap all the action from Bristol and much more from around the racing world. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages to keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the Sound of Speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything Wasaga Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can find the latest edition of the Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. I'll be back next Wednesday to recap all sorts of racing action. Enjoy all the action from Bristol. Sparks are sure to fly. Until then, thanks for listening, race fans. Have a great night. Let's go Saturday night short track racing under the lights, the world's fastest half mile.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.